It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it's tea time, and we are kicking things off with Dwayne Wade. Okay, he is firing back after criticism over his son's appearance in a family photo. Here's what went down. So his son, Zion, was in a family photo over the holidays, and he was rocking acrylic nails and a crop top, and there's so many haters attacking him. Dwayne Wade took defending his son, saying his only goal is to love and support his children, and he also expressed support for Zion when they went to the Miami Pride Parade in April.
I don't really talk about it much because, you know, it's Zion's story to tell. I think as a family, we just support each other. You know, that's our job, and my job as a father is to facilitate their lives and to support them and, to be behind them in whatever they want to do.
Very cool. I mean, as a dad, people are so cruel. What's the problem?
Well, everybody's such a big, brave guy or girl behind a keyboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that it means, like, you should say it in person, but, like, yeah, you're right. People have no... They don't care what they say. I guarantee a person you wouldn't think or say that.
Exactly. So haters back off 100%. Moving on to Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. What the what? We thought they were taking a break, but apparently they're back on.
So I realized at a young age how important it is to find happiness in, like, my baby now and relationships.
Okay, so here's the deal. They were spotted getting hot and heavy at a casino in Palm Springs. We thought they were donezo, but lots of PDA. I mean, they do have a baby together, and they, I feel like, are kind of meant to be together. So hopefully they do get back together. But she was kind of rumored to be talking to Drake a little over here, and maybe he looked around and they thought, hey, we missed each other, and they're back. So.
We'll see what happens. Whatever momager Kris Jenner decides will happen.
That's very true. Well, hey, this happened. Pete Davidson reportedly required fans to sign a $1 million non-disclosure agreement before his comedy show.
Don't get me wrong. I know Staten Island isn't all heroin and racist cops. You know, it also has meth and racist firefighters.
Okay, so he wanted to protect his jokes, and he didn't want to be, people to take videos. And that's happened to a lot of comedians where they say something, and then it goes viral, and then they catch heat. So he's like, I'm not dealing with this, so everyone has to sign a non-disclosure.
I don't mind doing that. Like, I mean, it's a little annoying checking your phone or whatever you have to do, but I understand you're trying to work new material, get things out there. You don't want everybody to see it.
Yeah, that's very true. He says he's been doing it since November of 7th. He started for 2 shows in Minneapolis, and he'll continue to do so. So I think that's cool. You know, the Biebs used to do that just to hang out with him. You had to,
really?
You couldn't take pictures, had to sign a non-disclosure.
There's been a lot of videos. Like, remember when we went to the bathroom and the mop bucket and stuff?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, no phone. No phone around him.
Well, Joe Biden may hope that he had a non-disclosure when he talks about his hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Not even political commentary. It's just like, what's going on here?
It was like a strange rant during a recent rally. I don't even know what to say about that.
I got hairy legs. We got to keep it. I got hairy legs.
I love kids jump on my lap.
They call me Santa. Santa Joe. Oh, wow. And that's what you call the tea with
yes,
McKenzie.
Honey. Mm-hmm.